friends.
What about enemies?
Ah, they're not listening.
Do you have any enemies?
There's a chick in year 10 who tried to bash me, who I've not really forgiven. But apart from that, no. Nah.
Well, fade the phone up because look who's on the line. No.
She
tried to bash you or you tried to bash her?
She tried to bash me because she thought that I kissed her friend's boyfriend, but I didn't.
Mm. Mm. You made out with him?
No.
A little pash.
No, I hadn't even seen him that night. I don't know what she was on.
Long time no pash. Yeah. Pash is only something that teenagers do.
I know.
You don't pash as an adult.
You don't pash as an adult.
When was your last pash?
Oh, Ocean Street, probably. A couple of years ago.
Oh, enjoy the show. That's good as good as we're going to get.
Yeah. This could be our last podcast of the year.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for listening. If this is your first one, you can take the same amount of credit as someone who's put up with us all year.
Yeah. And you know what? If it's your first one, go back and listen to all the others in the 2 weeks that we're not doing shows.
Totally. What month would you like them to go back to?
Oof.
I think October's good.
Yeah.
We do a lot of cool charity stuff in there. We're also building up for Build-A-Boat.
I can't remember.
They're all good.
They're all good. Oh, some are crap, some are good.
This
I don't
one,
think they're condensed
this
any particular
This one's pretty
month.
Good.
This one, yeah, we're a bit wheels down.
Yeah, I think we don't take off next year. I think we just stay wheels down for 2025.
Yeah, I'd love to see how many podcasts in the intro we've said, we're a bit wheels down in this show. I reckon it would be a lot.
Ah, for them.
Yeah. For sure. 50%.
Yeah, 50% we go, it's wheels down. It's not that great. Enjoy.
Yeah.
The other half is, wow, could be our best show ever. So many amazing stories. Like, there's no middle ground. We never have an average show. It's always terrible or it's our favourite ever.
Yeah, it's so true. Regardless, you make up your own mind, as they say down in Melbourne, about the Kyle and Jackie O show. We will...
Why are you bringing a rival podcast into this?
I don't know. Because we're done for the year.
That's like,
and so are they.
That's like McDonald's
fair.
In an ad going, but you know what KFC say? Finger licking good.
To be fair, they're also done for the year, so they're not making podcasts either.
Red Rooster, I'm loving it, as our rivals say. Anyway, enjoy the episode. Don't know if it's great.
Nah, perhaps not.
Live across the sunny coast.
Up next, I'm going to say the word girt heaps.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Welcome to Thursday afternoon.
A topsy-turvy kind of day today, especially with the Ellie and Taz show. I'm dressed like it's summer. You're dressed like it's the middle of winter. What are you thinking?
Jeans and a long-sleeve top.
Yesterday
was
like
choice.
Yesterday was the most uncomfortable day of the year.
Yep.
The most humid day I've ever had.
Yep.
You've walked in, jeans, long-sleeve shirt, thinking about a jumper in the studio. What's going on?
Well, our studio is always freezing. The hotter it is outside, the colder it is in here.
Did you e-scoot in that today?
No. Mama got the keys to the car today.
Oh, finally. Your car.
I know. Look
Funny
out.
That.
Look out.
Ooh, once
Who
a
needs
month,
a lift?
She's driving her own car, everybody.
Who needs a lift? Because I'm here for it.
Good to know you drove the 200 metres from your house to work.
Yeah, well, because I've got a bottle of wine that I need to transport home.
Okay.
And so I thought I'll drive the car because I can't take the bottle of wine on the e-scooter.
Precious cargo. Maybe you should just have a wine on board sticker on the back of your car.
True. Or one of those like drink bottle holders, except instead of a water bottle, I've got a big old bottle of Shiraz.
Sunny Coast, welcome to the show. Firstly, it could be your second last day of the year. If it is, congratulations. We are very wheels down here. Hopefully you are as well. Everybody's just doing colouring in around here. It's great.
You and I are technically working next week, but we're not doing our show, so we think it doesn't count.
It doesn't count. It's not the same, right? Plus, the week of Christmas, no one's working
No
properly.
One's working, except for people who, props to them, have to work over Christmas. Police, nurses, doctors.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to everybody working over the Christmas break, especially to keep us safe and healthy and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We love you, absolutely. Speaking of Christmas, tomorrow... Saturday, you're hosting at your place.
Taz, it's a dire situation.
Good, because I have a checklist of stuff that you're going to need to host a Christmas party at yours, and I don't think you have thought about them all.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home. Yeah.
I've got a checklist for you. This Saturday, you are hosting your very first Christmas party. You've got your home. Congratulations. A couple of months ago, you landed your first home.
Yes.
You are hosting your first ever Christmas party. It's not with family, so it's probably a little bit less scrutiny coming your way.
True.
How many people total?
11.
Okay. I have a checklist to go through with you that you need this Saturday. Here we go. Well, firstly, how many people all up?
11.
Including you and Dan?
Including me and Dan, yep.
How many seats have you got?
8.
Here we go. So where, at the moment, what? Where would they be sitting on the couch?
I'm going to have to, I need to send a message out to the group and okay. say, can 3 of you BYO chairs?
Oh, already, povo, very povo.
Camping
this
chairs,
Christmas
probably.
Party. Okay, what about the dining setup? So plates, glasses, cutlery. You're going to need at least 11 sets of plates?
Yeah.
Bowls?
I think we've got 8 as well of plates. Bowls? What do we need? Bowls? Ooh. Oh, yeah. Someone's bringing a pavlova.
Here we go. I was going to say, how many courses have you got planned?
I think I've only got 8 of each. God, I'm going to have to uninvite 3 people.
No, just you and Dan don't eat. And then someone else has to also go with them. Also, I'm expecting only half to show up because...
Yeah.
Surely you know some flaky people.
I don't know. The group chat's been popping off. Someone suggested bringing jungle juice today, whatever that is. So I think they're all pretty keen.
Okay. Well, let's go into the drinks, shall we?
Yep.
Alcoholic drinks, non-alcoholic drinks. Have you got a range?
Look, I haven't specified.
Why are people calling?
But I'm assuming...
They're already upset that they've missed out, obviously, on the invites for your party.
I'm assuming... Mm-hmm. that people will bring their own drinks, but I haven't actually specified that.
You're going to need to specify.
If you're going for lunch at someone's house, you BYO drinks.
They're already bringing a plate of food.
Yeah.
They do not have to also bring drinks, Chaney.
Am I expected to buy drinks?
I think you should have some.
I mean, I've
You don't have to
cupboard.
Provide all. I don't think you need 100% of the drinks, but you definitely need a backup.
I've got a cupboard full of spirits that I've had for a few years. Do you reckon I could just whack them like a glass of Bacardi and vodka?
Well, let me go down the list because we're only like a third of the way.
Okay.
What kind of party is it?
A lunch.
Yeah.
Christmas. Yeah.
Decorations. What have you got?
None.
You got no tree.
No, my
you
house
got
is...
no decorations.
I've got
this
one
is
bauble.
The worst. One bauble.
I have one bauble.
And who gave that to you? I bet that's not yours.
No,
that was
they're
a gift.
Not, but yeah, it was a gift, but they're not coming to the party. So that works out in my favour.
Okay. Bins. You got bins ready? Or are you going to make a lot of mess?
Yeah,
there's 11
night.
People.
It's bin night tonight, actually.
Okay, so you'll
so
have, an,
have
empty
an empty bin.
Yep. Good,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, plan that one well.
games, entertainment.
I got Mario
what are you
Kart.
Doing?
Can they play Mario Kart?
Only 2 people can at a time.
Oh, I've got a beer pong table.
Great.
Should I whip that one out?
You're going to have to.
Oh, then I need
what beers. Else? What else are they going to do when they're there?
We've got a TV out there. We can put, pop a movie on.
They're not kids. You're not just putting Bluey
actually.
On to entertain your friends. And where are people? What's your plan for leftovers?
Keep them and eat them.
Containers or bags week. For people to take food home?
No, you're not getting a doggy bag from my house. Absolutely not.
So you would expect them to leave all the
yes.
food that they don't eat at yours?
That's the perk of hosting. You have to clean up. You mm-hmm. get to keep the leftovers. Boom, life
Boom.
Hacked.
So what do you need to do? You need to decorate because you've got none of that.
Yeah.
You need to buy drinks because
yeah.
you've got none of that.
Yeah.
You
buy
need
food.
Seats.
You didn't even ask me about the food. I haven't... plan that either.
Oh, no, because they're all bringing their own.
Yeah, but I've got to provide meat for everybody.
Worst party ever.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Question is, what's your family game that you play at Christmas time?
Yeah, a little Christmas tradition. Maybe you get out the cricket bats each year and just have a very, very competitive game.
Yes, but it happens every year and it has to happen at Christmas.
Yep.
And it just, it's almost like it's not Christmas unless this thing happens. 545-11919 because I've got one. So my last name is Erickson. Mm-hmm. We call it the Erickson game.
Oh.
It's very easy because Christmas for us, like we can have all ages. You mm-hmm. can have kids, you can have grandparents. And so you have to be able to have something that everybody can play.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't really be skill-based because sometimes maybe the kids aren't as smart as the grandparents are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there are generic questions. It's like name a Star Wars character. Name a day of the week.
Okay.
Then we roll a dice, and that dice will either come up as same or different, and you'll get a point whether your answer is the same if same rolls up or different if different rolls up. So if I ask you, I go, name a day of the week.
Wednesday.
You write down Wednesday.
Yeah.
Everybody writes down an answer.
Yeah.
Dice gets rolled. If it's different and no one else has said Wednesday, you get a point.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Or if it was same, you're going, oh, please somebody else say Wednesday. Please somebody else say Wednesday. And you both would get a point.
Right.
If you can match somebody else's answer.
So you can't really cheat.
You can't cheat. And there is a lot of luck involved.
Yeah.
But we've been playing this for like 15 years. It gets real competitive.
Did you make this game?
My dad made this game.
So he made the dice?
Yes. It's
what?
Like a custom made. It's like a giant dice, probably the size of a small soccer ball.
You're kidding.
Yep. And it's like a Christmas-themed one. We only play it once a year. And it's my Nana won last year, I'm pretty sure. I came last. Out of 20 questions, yeah, luck would say you'd get about 10 of them right. It's a 50-50. I got 4.
Aww.
It was terrible.
Do you want to practice now?
No, I don't need to practice. Oh. No, that would be considered cheating.
Oh, would it?
Oh, yeah.
You can't train for
the Ericsson game. You get one chance a year. You come back in 12 months later. That's why I'm asking. 545-11919. What is that family game that you just have to play at Chrissy?
We've got a day each year in my family. Mm. My surname's Chaney. We have Chaney Day every year.
Here we go. What's Chaney Day involve? Everybody gets a turn on the helicopter at the helipad?
No, no. So
games of polo take place.
Over in Perth, there are 110 Chaneys
that are
all my family members.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I come from a big family. One of them's a politician over there.
How many? It's 2/3 of the population of WA is a Chaney.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hang on. So how many are you buying presents for out of the 110?
So there's present. So your own. Oh, the rules have evolved over
time. Here we go.
Now, if you're under 25,
yeah,
you only get a consumable as a present.
What if you look under 25 like you? Does it go by age or look?
No, I get the
consumables.
Are they
consumables. All as youthful as you?
No.
The Chaneys? No. Does everybody look under 44?
I don't know. There's a lot of them.
Even the great-great-grandparents?
Oh, well, don't bring them up. They're dead.
Oh,
thanks.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I saw the grandparents. Thanks.
Oh, sorry. I thought, with 110, I was like, well, there's got to be about 8 generations
here. Yeah, yeah. Well, Dad's 1 of 7 and he's the second youngest and they all have kids. You know how it is. Anyway, for years growing up, every Chaney Day.
Wasn't that fun, Sunny Coast?
There was a big skipping tournament. We'd get a big skipping rope out.
Yeah.
And everyone would run in, do a little jump and run out. And then we'd get 2 going and do some double dutching.
Can you skip quite well, can you?
No, not really.
Are they naturally born skippers?
I don't know.
Just straight out of the womb, the Chaneys.
Well, since there's now 110, so that was back when there was like 50 of us.
Oh, yeah.
But now there's too many people to fit the skipping rope in at Chaney Day.
Can you bring back the skipping rope this year?
Oh, I have to miss it this year. I can't make it. It's this Sunday. I'm still going to be here. We are Ellie and Taz. This is CFM. Taz has spent 3 songs. We just played 3 songs. Just getting head around the fact that I have a family of 110 people.
I'm asking so many questions. I got a really small family, which I love, and that's just my norm.
Yeah.
No uncles, no aunties, no cousins.
Yeah.
Because my parents were both single children.
Yeah, right.
But it just means that, you know, Christmas is small.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
But 110 people, so I'm going, hang on, so there's a great-grandparent here and there's then great-grandkids and how many of that, who's got the, and that makes you the, hang on.
Do you know what I haven't
even... Trying to do the maths. I'm trying to draw here. This looks like the ramblings of a crazy person trying to draw your family tree.
I haven't even brought up. So you've got first cousins and you've got second cousins.
I don't. There's also know what those something. Are. I don't understand.
There's something called first cousin once removed.
Yeah, who cares about that?
Honestly, it's so confusing.
That's a made up term.
Do you know what we did one year at Chaney Day when all the Chaneys get together?
Chaney Day.
We have to wear name tags, by the way. We have to wear name tags. And mine says Ellie, daughter of John.
Oh, my gosh.
And one year we had a tea towel made with the family tree on it.
Wow.
And if you were blood, then your name was in red. And if you'd married into the family, your name was in black on the tea towel.
Awesome.
So my partner Dan, when I brought him to Chaney Day for the first
time. He's on the tea towel.
No, he's not on the tea towel. Oh. Nah, you've got to be married or have a kid together to get on the
tea
towel.
Come on, Dan, you want to get on the tea towel, my friend. Make it happen. Put a ring on it.
Well, I brought him to Chaney Day, and before we got there, I gave him the tea towel to study. So he's sitting in the car on the way to Chaney Day studying the tea towel.
The tea towel's like the size of the car.
Yeah.
Trying to fit your family tree on it.
And then someone goes and has a baby, and it's like, oh, we've got to redo the tea towel.
So is there a yearly tea towel at Chaney Day?
No, I think we're due for an update. The tea towel was about 4 years ago now. So
do you think there's going to be a surprise tea towel this year?
I hope so. That'd be great. Mm. I need some new tea towels.
Can you get me one?
No, absolutely not.
Can you just print a second one? I'd love a Chaney Day tea towel.
Why would you want a Chaney Day tea towel?
It's great. It's served the radio show for the last 20 minutes.
True.
Obviously a talk topic.
Oh, look, we've made it to the news. There you go.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Penultimate show, my favourite word.
What is your favourite word? Happy penultimate day.
Happy penultimate day to you too. Hey, if you celebrate penultimate day, you're going to love this. We have camera feeds here in our C studio that don't pick up the radio side of things. They don't listen to the songs or the ads, just you and me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been going through what happened earlier in the show. What happened to you here?
Live across the sunny coast and Noosa, we are Ellie and Taz.
Hang on, we don't need the talking. Can we have just the intake of breath at the start? That is huge.
That is the longest. I sound like I'm choking. That sounds fake.
It does. But we've had a listen back at the show, and that's what happened.
Oh!
God, you need to really wind up for the Ellie and Taz at the start of the show.
People think this isn't a tough job. Well, listen to how breathless I get doing it.
She's literally out of breath.
It's too tough to come off the back of a Post Malone song.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
And we are asking the question, what do you eat that you think no one else in the world does? What's that food combination that's just so weird you think you're the only one that does it?
It's a loaded question because, like I said before, to be the only one in the world to do something is quite a feat.
Totally. And there'll be other people that will have done it. And there's 8 billion of us on the planet. I'm sure someone else is out there doing it. But what's so weird that you think, you know what, might just be me? Because, well, this may not, again, fit the bill because, again, you're being specific and you're ruining the fun. So someone in my life come across it that she eats a croissant,
croissant,
dry, puts it in the oven, heats it up, gets nice and crispy, and I'm like, oh, do you want anything on that? She goes, nah. She doesn't even cut it in half. It's literally just bread.
Yeah. Not even a little squidge of butter?
No butter, no cheese and ham, no nothing on it.
Cheeky bit of jam?
Literally just dry. No drink either, which I just thought was huge.
Oh, yeah. No drink?
Yeah, I know. That's the big part.
How does she wash down the flakiness?
I said nobody in the world consumes their croissant just like that. And so...
Did you say it like that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, she would have loved that gag.
Yeah, she definitely would have. Very, very funny.
Oh, little French boy, Taz.
I'm funnier off the air than I am on the air.
Well, it's debatable. Well, you're not very funny on the air. Damn it. Should have gone that one.
545-11919. What's that food that you eat that you think maybe no one else in the world does?
All right, let's go to Nikki from Caloundra. Hello, Nikki. What is it that you eat that no one else in the world does?
Well, firstly, my son loves to eat a crunchy croissant all by itself.
So she's not the only one that does it.
No, he loves it. But I used to eat when I was a teenager, and I don't anymore, but I used to eat Vegemite, lettuce, and corn relish sandwiches.
I used to have Vegemite cheese and lettuce.
Slightly, corn relish though?
Yeah, slightly less weird than the corn relish. I don't think I've ever had corn relish full stop in
no,
my life.
No, corn relish doesn't seem like a lot of fun. Sandwiches?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so no, that was thanks. Your lunch at school, was it?
No, it's just something I like to make at home for some reason.
Fair enough, your own concoction.
Gee, lettuce. As a kid too, voluntarily putting lettuce on something.
Yeah, I used to cop it at school for my Vegemite cheese and lettuce sandwiches. Everyone's like, just have Vegemite and cheese like a normal person. And I was like, no, sorry that I want to get my greens in.
Weird old seven-year-old she was.
All right, we'll move on now to...
Emily from Gympie. Hello, Emily.
Hello.
Em, is there something you eat that's a bit different?
Yes.
What is it?
Kewpie mayo and blueberries.
That is weird. Kewpie mayo, the like Japanese squeezy bottles.
Oh my gosh, with blueberries. Emily, yes. Is this a dessert? Are you having it after dinner or is this like a snack?
It's like a snack.
That's okay. Crazy.
Look, yeah. I mean, I feel like blueberries with yogurt sounds like it makes a bit more sense. But hey, each their own. We're not here to judge,
Em. The question is, how did you come up with this?
Yeah.
I created the salad and then I started to put fruit in it.
Don't we
all? And then I had blueberries and mayo in it.
There you go. Simple all as right. that, Tassie. That's and how then, Jamie Oliver does it.
Would you say everybody should try this, Em? Is it really nice?
Yes.
Okay, we heard it here first. Mayo and blueberries.
No. That's okay. Thanks, Em. All right, let's go now to Donna from Moffat Beach. Donna, what is it that you eat that no one else in the world does?
I don't know if you've heard of these things. They're called limpets.
Limpets? What's a limpet?
A limpet is kind of like a cone type of shell. You would see them when you go out on the foreshores there and stuck onto the rocks.
Oh, you can't eat those, can you, Donna?
Yes, you can.
The what? Little, like, circular, spirally shell things.
Yeah, I know what they look like. They're on rocks and stuff. Can you actually peel them off, Donna, and eat them?
Yeah, that. You just punch them off with a good old knife, you know. You can't use a good knife. You punch them off and take them home nice and fresh, flip them over, and, yeah, put them on a bit of a baking tray, a bit of garlic and butter, and whack them in for about 8 minutes, and they're done.
What do they taste like, Donna?
The end of a rubber, you know, on the pencils?
Sounds tasty.
The little erasers on the end of a pencil.
Yeah, look, I am known to be the queen of eating weird things, but there's another one I've got for you. It's avocado and soy sauce.
Wow.
I can see how that'd be good. It's kind of like sushi.
Yeah, you just peel the seed out of that, leave it in, just chop it up with a spoon and whack the soy sauce on top. It's awesome.
It tastes like the eraser on the end of the pencil.
That's what I look for in a food.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And because it's our last week of shows officially for the year, we're both going to be popping up between Christmas and New Year, but it's the last week of Ellie and Taz. So we thought, let's...
Not forever. We're coming back in 2025. We're not doing a Caroline and getting out of here.
No. Don't worry. We've got contracts for next year. We thought each day this week we'd take one thing that we did throughout the year that we thought was a bit of all right. I wouldn't say best bits.
No, not they're not our best bits. And we could only find five, thank God. Luckily, this isn't a top six because we just didn't have enough. But let's have a look at what today is.
Yeah, today was something, a little passion project that we've had for 3 years now.
You have. It's your baby, this thing. I'm so proud of it. Proud of you.
Yeah, it was all right. It happened down at Golden Beach back in October, our Build a Boat Regatta, where sunny coasters from all over built their own boats and then we raced them.
Yeah, bigger and better than ever this year as well, with some weird contraptions being built.
Yeah, have a listen to how the grand finale went down after the heats were done.
Four boats stand in front of me. Only one will be victorious, winning themselves $2,000. Sailors, are we ready? No? All right, 3, 2, 1.
Well done, guys. You guys just won a regatta for 2024.
Kept on turning in the wind.
That's what I saw at the start. You guys ended up going a little bit sideways. Did you think, oh no, was that it? Like, did you think that was going to be it?
We just had to recorrect and keep the knots pointing forwards.
So good. And who are you going to thank for your boat design too?
Definitely my dad.
Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, where did you pull that Reese's cup from? Have you been stashing? You just reached under the desk into like this little nook and cranny that happens in the C studio. You've hidden away snacks.
It's the stubby cooler. There's a stubby cooler in here.
You reached under the desk. You pulled apart like a little bit of the desk here that was worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. You reached inside the like tech.
No.
And you've hidden a Reese's cup.
It's my treat stubby cooler. So also in there. So whenever anyone gives me a treat and I don't feel like it, I just stashed around for a rainy day. I've got a glow worm in here, a sour worm.
There was a weird thing that came out of the wall. You had to scan your eye.
No.
And then that opened a little door. Then you had to put a code in. You made sure I wasn't looking.
I've got a Vicks Vapor Drop if you want that.
You've got a little secret stash.
Yeah, it's my secret stash. Except one morning I tuned into the breakfast show and I hear Big Bad Foz go, oh, someone left a Tim Tam in the stubby cooler and I've just eaten it. So it's not so secret anymore.
Not so secret.
He's on to me.
Okay, let's play Bandle.
All right.
Game where every day there's a different mystery song for us to guess. Today we're going back to 1984. Not our choice. Sunny
not
goes,
our
we
choice.
Don't even know the answer. You and I are trying to play along as well.
Can I throw a curveball right now? Our 21-year-old receptionist is in the studio. Can you go around to the mic, please, Danny? Is there a pair of headphones
She's
over there?
She's not going to know a 1984 song.
So while you're away, Taz, I got Danny to come and play Bandle with me, and she ruined it. She got it straight away and ruined the game for everybody.
Doesn't even know how to plug in headphones. This is the wireless generation, everyone.
It's the last, you know, second last show of the year. So, Danny, welcome to Bandle.
Hi.
See if you can redeem yourself.
Oh, we'll see.
Okay. Well, you can play along with
us. What year were you born, Danny?
I was born in 2003.
So almost 20 years too late for the 1984 song we're about to play.
Do you know many 80s songs?
No, is that what's about to be played?
Yeah.
Oh, then why am I even here?
Because it's fun. All right, let's go. Layer number one.
It's a boring song. It's very mellow.
Slow. Five, four, five, double, one, 919, Sunny Coast, when you think you know what it is. We're going back to 1984. It's not an Ellie and I's wheelhouse. We are going to need a little hand.
Hey, don't you speak on behalf of my wheelhouse.
I know your wheelhouse. It's early Delta Goodrum. That's your wheelhouse.
Can't wait for the day we get born to try, honestly. All right, layer number two. Oh, the 21-year-old has just gotten excited. She knows
it. I know it.
Oh, as if.
I know it.
Type it into that and tell me.
Oh, actually. I think I do.
She's got it. Whoa. Okay, we don't know it yet.
I still don't know it.
No, you and me don't know it. Let's go to the phones. 545-11-919. Is this Michelle?
It is Michelle.
Hello, Michelle. What do you think that song is?
Lionel Richie, Hello.
You're kidding. Is it?
That's what Danny typed in, and that's what Vandal spat out as being correct this afternoon. Well done, Michelle.
Thank you.
Danny, I feel like a proud mother hen right now that you got that.
Stop it, Ellie.
How did you know that?
Oh, dude, this is like one of my favourite songs, hey.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hello. You're 21, bro.
Stop.
I can
see it in
your eyes. This is Danny's theme song. Anytime we get Danny on the show now, we play this song. You're
all I'm a bit embarrassed.
Hang on, so that's her favourite song, but she roasts us every single day. She picks apart our fashion. She's tough on us if we use the wrong words.
I've got to give it to you guys. Mm-hmm. Your generation, music is actually good in comparison to now's music.
Our generation's music is good in comparison to now's music.
That's the nicest thing she's ever said to us.
It is.
Hello.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
With literally 10 seconds to go on that song, I said to Taz, I've got two options of things to talk about here. Mm-hmm. Do you want a man who's had the worst luck in the world, or do you want to know what I had for a midnight snack last night?
Midnight snack. I don't care about the story that hasn't happened to you. I just want to know an insight into the mind of a 12 a.m. Ellie Chaney.
So last night I got home from work and we'd been out for lunch at work yesterday. Had a massive lunch.
Yeah.
So I was still full, but my boyfriend had just gotten these new protein bars and I wanted to try one. So I ate one when I got home and dinner time rolls around and I'm not hungry.
No, of course not. You just filled up on a protein bar.
Right.
Those things are pretty heavy, aren't they?
Yeah, they're very filling.
Dense.
Very filling. So I was like, all right, I'll just have a little, skinny dinner. And I just got a cup of soup and had that for dinner.
Does this story get better? I really regret choosing the midnight snack story.
To be honest. So I go to bed, 11 o'clock hits, and I'm ravenous.
Right.
And I can't
sleep
when I'm hungry.
Go to sleep, just sleep through it.
That's what I thought. I tried to do that for like an hour. Mm-hmm. I was like, just sleep through it. And then I've got these little lozenges in the side of my bed. So I was like, I'll just have a little lozenge.
You had a lozenge.
Yeah, but they
like
were the
a strepsil.
Yum. They were the butter menthol flavoured ones.
Oh,
so
yeah,
they were yum.
They taste nice.
So I had five of them. And I was like, I don't know if the lozenge is going to cut the mustard here.
I think it's going to have more of an effect than cutting the mustard in your insides, to be fair. Five lozenges.
I know. Well, tell you what, my sinuses were clear.
That's why you breathed so loudly in the show earlier.
It could be.
When you start at the show at 3 o'clock, have a listen to this healthy airwaves here, Sunny Coast.
That's from the lozenges.
That was just after the 3 o'clock news this afternoon. You can hear the five lozenges in that.
So then I was like, I had my mind set on some toast.
We're not done. Here we go.
I got out of bed.
Hungry caterpillar style.
Yeah, I got out of bed. I was like, I want to make some toast. maybe one piece with peanut butter and one piece with Vegemite. Got downstairs, no bloody toast.
Yeah.
We were out of bread.
Yeah.
And so I had to make do. And I had
more lozenges.
No. All I had was some wraps. And not even a full wrap. I had half a wrap.
Yeah.
And
dry,
so I got that out.
With peanut butter on.
No, worse. I spread some Vegemite on the wrap. And I was like, well, I need to wrap it something in it. So I had some shredded cheese. And I put the shredded cheese in the wrap.
Yeah.
And ate that. And then I was still hungry.
And then what did the caterpillar eat? Let's turn the page over.
A box of Aldi shapes.
Let's turn the page over here.
I downed half a box of Aldi shapes and then I was so thirsty all night.
On the fourth day of Christmas that my true love gave to me. Five lozenges.
I got up this morning and my partner Dan's like, why are there two butter knives in the sink and a box of shapes in the bin?
Decisions were made, okay.
Oh, no regrets. No, I mean, actually,
how'd
there were
feel
regrets.
How'd you feel in the morning?
So gross. I felt like I was hungover this morning.
Yeah.
I got up at 6:30 to go to the gym and I was at the gym about to spew the whole time because I just had dense, crappy Aldi shapes in my stomach.
And a wrap with Vegemite and cheese and then five lozenges.
Don't forget, but the airways.
You've never sounded better.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.